today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
If you were to go out to western Nebraska, western South Dakota, and look out a dirty window looking out at the plains, out at the Badlands, this is the music that you'd hear playing in the background. Jim, Patrick, Shadow, Bucket, Ginger, and of course, the mouse, Goble. This is Scott calling from the suburbs of Kansas City. And of course, I'm going to say hello to the wonderful interns. I'm calling in with my April new music, and I'm going to start with the Water Boys. My album of the month is Life, Death, and Dennis Hopper. This is, I guess, Mike Scott, he managed to compose a concept album biography of Dennis Hopper, the author, filmmaker. Allmusic.com called it a crazy quilt montage, which I think they somehow, Mike Scott somehow summed it up as Hopper's life work. Scott managed to cobble together everybody from Steve Earle and Fiona Apple, as well as Bruce Springsteen and a few other artists, this wide range of artists in styles and everything. And Mike Scott is a huge Hopper fan, and he made it into well over an hour of Hopper fanboy, and it is a really interesting listen on Dennis Hopper. I liked it more with every listen and also less with some. It is unlike any other Water Boys album. It takes some time to listen to. I really recommend you take some time to listen to it. I think it is really good. Though I really need to give it some more time. I think I really enjoyed it, though I'm not sure. I'm definitely going to give it some more time. It's a really interesting listen. Some of it I really enjoyed, some of it I'm not sure. The song I'm going to have you listen to is unlike any other Water Boys song you've ever listened to. It is the first song on the album. It's called Kansas. And it's Steve Earle, and you're going to hear a Steve Earle harmonica, and it is Steve Earle's raspy voice, which of course is unlike any other Water Boys you will ever hear, but the first song is Steve Earle on a Water Boys album.
Someday I'm gonna blow Kansas, someday I'm gonna blow. Don't say I didn't tell you so, Kansas, don't say I didn't tell you so. Well, I remember you, Kansas, hell, I don't even know. Well, the mountains reach up high, Kansas, that's where I wanna fly. Where the buildings scrape the sky, Kansas, oh. You can rely on me, Kansas, to kiss your ass goodbye. Your dust and weeds and clouds, Kansas, are choking and killing me. Among the big city crowds, Kansas, that's where I'm gonna be. What I gotta find is level, poor boy, gotta be free. Thank you.
Well, someday I'm on a blow. Next, I'm going to go completely different. Actually, it's not that different. And this is an old favorite of mine. A couple years back, I had, I introduced you to a person I enjoy very much. His name is Matt D. And when I introduced him before, he is known as Matt D and the Profane Saints. At that time, he had just released an album called, it was called Jericho Saints. This was in 2023. And it was my album of the month. I really enjoyed that album. Well, this time he has a single. The single is called El Corazon, and he has just restructured his band. It is now cut back the band a little bit, restructuring his sound. He's trying to get things back together again. I still love his music quite a bit. He still makes what he calls, I love what he calls himself, and I've tried to think of other terms for it, but he has come up with the best term for it, hard rock Americana. And that fits more than anything else. When he sings, this is an acoustic song, but he has songs that, on past songs that he'll add some electric guitar, and it's, he'll definitely spruce it up a little bit, but this one's, it's dusty and sun-drenched emptiness of the near west. It does it as well as anybody. Let's put it this way. I said it a lot better in my mind. If you were to go out to western Nebraska, western South Dakota, and look out a dirty window looking out at the plains, out at the Badlands, this is the music that you'd hear playing in the background. This is what Matt D is.
I feel that lonesome spirit moving, black smoke and ashes ever looming. I've traded diamonds in the twilight for these ruins. I feel that lonesome spirit moving. I wrestled with that apparition, old, wild, and reckless inhibitions. El Corazon, consumed with rage and superstition. I've wrestled with that apparition. This weary soul conceals desire, a crooked road, an endless fire. A darkened room I built for dreaming, for tattered memories and all my demons.
Okay, and now I'm going to go back to one thing I try to do every month. Well, last month I brought up Jesse Wells. It wasn't my intention, but Patrick didn't make me do it. Patrick did it himself. Patrick actually didn't release a song last month. Patrick brought out a song last month that was actually released this month. Patrick played a song called Domestic Error, which came out in April. So Jesse Wells, his single in April was Domestic Error in red. and Patrick played Domestic Error last month. So, Patrick, if you feel like it, you can play this. You can play Red this month. Patrick made me do it. Patrick played Red this month. Well, again, this is Scott calling from the suburbs of Kansas City. Everybody, love your pets. Listen to Suburbs Pod Radio. Have fun. Drink plenty of libations, and I hope to see you all in Suburbs Fest later on this summer. Bye.
Thank you, Scott Isom, very, very much from the suburbs of Kansas City. Appreciate your call every month very, very much. And we both love the great Jesse Wells quite a bit. So I had to do it. Scott made me do it. So I did it. I want to pick an album that was released in April for new music to cap this whole big, goofy, juicy, happy thing off. Thanks to everybody who called in for new music from April 2025. The train has been chugging for many, many days, and we're going to put her to bed now and get her ready for next month. A lot of rest is needed, refueling, cleaning up all the beer cans that are splashed everywhere, empty whiskey bottles, Diet Coke cans, cigarette butts, cigars, everything. It's a mess. Got to sweep it all up, clean it all up, and get it ready for next month. Shiny, brand new. So when Stephen Routledge gets on board, it looks great, and he's never under the impression, and he never sees it at the end when it's all trashed with you maniacs. Anyway, the band I want to nominate is a band I had not heard of until recently. They're called Scowl. From what I can tell from the source of all human knowledge, they source up from Santa Cruz, California. The reason I came across them is that they put out a record on the Dead Oceans label, and I always keep sort of one eye on that label because I like a lot of the stuff that has been released previously. And they have a new record called Are We All Angels? It came out on April 4th, 2025. Band is Cole Gilbert on drums, Malachi Green on guitar, Bailey Lupo on bass, Cat Moss on vocals, and Mickey Bifolco on guitar. It looks like they are touring the country this summer. So if you want a dose of what this is, which is basically music that can do a couple of good things for you. One, it can just blow all the bad crap out of your head in the morning time. If you want to stick on the headphones or get in a car and just turn this up really loud, it'll like just it's like going through a car wash for your mental outlook. It'll just blow everything out of there with that high speed stuff, and you can roll the windows down and get your head dry. If you want to just thrash, if you just feel like thrashing for a little bit, this will do the trick pretty well. It looks like they are on tour across the country this summer, so check it out. They will be playing at the Louder Than Life Festival out there in Louisville, Kentucky in September. So I know we have a Louisville contingent. So if Coop, Billy, and you guys are going to be attending that, make sure to try to catch Scowl Set. Big step for them. It looks like they put out a couple of EPs on independent labels. Two or three of them and a couple singles here and there. And they had one album called How Flowers Grow that was released on Flat Spot Records back in 2021. So I'll have to go back and check that out. But for now, I'm liking what I'm hearing on the new record. It is 11 tracks that get by pretty quickly. And I like that too. When the longest song on the record is 3 minutes and 30 seconds. And you're turning the amps up to 11 and just roaring it up, that's a good thing. I also saw that there was a track on this record called Suffer the Fool, and then in brackets, How High Are You? Kind of hit me where I live. So with that, why don't we close out the April 2025 new music train with the title track from Are We All Angels by Scowl. Then I'll tell you that tomorrow we have something very special. And then the following day, we're going to launch our series that I recorded with Paul Hayden on the Paisley Underground. So we're going to take you on a trip back to the 1980s and learn about some really fantastic music that was all linked in kind of an interesting way. So I think you'll find that to be very interesting, whether you are into that scene or don't know much. I think there'll be something for everybody. All right, here is Scowl. Thanks once again to everyone who is in on the April 2025 new music. We appreciate you down to the bottom of our hearts. We will take you out, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
I said it a lot better in my mind.